welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris All Out Action McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, we have managed to get the huge scoop on the as yet unrevealed name of Bobby Valor's brand new Kickstarter project. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Over the last few months, ex-Hasbro designer Bobby Valor has been teasing us with images of a project on his Instagram page for a 6-inch military action figure line that will be released via a Kickstarter project later this year. Some of the details were divulged over the last weekend on the video podcast Just Another G.I. Joe Show, but he has saved the big name reveal for us for, well, reasons that will become clear momentarily. First off, thanks for jumping on to do this, Bobby. How are you doing this fine evening, sir?
I am fantastic. Very excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to come on and give you the scoop. But I am very, very excited to actually talk about it, finally.
Awesome. Okay, well, I mean, you've come on tonight to reveal the name of your brand new Kickstarter project. But before you tell us and the listeners slash viewers, let's cause some real suspense here. Could you fill us in on what the project is about and why you've decided to take this on?
So the reason that I'm doing this is once, you know, the unfortunate layoffs from Hasbro happened, I wasn't sure, you know, what I was going to do, but I knew obviously I wanted to stay in the toy industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought about it and a lot of people said, oh, you know, you'd be really successful at doing your own thing. And I was kind of bouncing it off people. And I was like, you know what? It might be fun to actually do my own thing. A little scary because, you know, I've always been working for a corporation, but now it's like, oh, wow. Like taking the plunge to kind of do your own thing is a very intimidating journey.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what, let me mull it over. And I started to think about it. And then I started to think about what I would do if I was doing something. Right now, the 3¾ market is covered by everyone.
Yeah.
There's really talented people doing every genre out there. So I said, well, I'm not going to do 3¾, which was unfortunate because that's my favorite scale.
Yeah.
But with my time on Marvel Legends doing 6-inch, I learned a lot about that scale, and that is now kind of the in scale. And it's, you get the most bang for your buck as far as costing for it, because it costs almost the same to tool a 3¾-inch figure as it does a 6-inch figure.
All right.
And I looked at, you know, the landscape of 6-inch, and I said, well, what is 6-inch missing? You know, there's the Four Horsemen taking on the fantasy end. There's obviously Marvel and Star Wars, but
yeah,
you know, we're missing something at 6-inch. We're missing a little military flair. And there was a time when I was at Hasbro that, you know, they were mulling over possibly doing 6-inch Joe, and people have talked about 6-inch Joe. And I said, you know what? It's really unfortunate that nothing's being done with the brand, and there's that need for it, and there's that gap in the collector market. And I said, you know what? Let me capitalize on that and hopefully put something out that I want and that I believe that the majority of Joe fans want.
Yeah.
And it's not just Joe fans, it's collectors in general. I mean, this is specifically marketed for Joe fans because I love the Joe collector, and I think this is a good sort of freshness for them. But also, you know, collectors in general, I think this is going to target, you know, that 6-inch collector as well.
Yeah.
When Star Wars Black Series started, you know, Marvel Legends was already established, and they got a lot of people that were Marvel Legends fans buying Star Wars Black, because at the end of the day, you want Wolverine standing next to Boba Fett on your shelf.
Yeah.
And to be in scale with each other. So why not, you know, do something that's in scale with what people are already purchasing?
Yeah.
So that's what ultimately made me go that route. And you know, just mulling it over and thinking about all the directions I wanted to take it, I thought, okay, well, you know, first I gotta, you know, establish myself as a company, and then what do I want to do as the launch for the figure line? And I ended up coming across something that when I say it, I think people are gonna be really excited for.
Don't reveal the name just yet.
No. I won't blow it yet. But I'll just say that, you know, when I thought of it, I said, you know what, that's it. And then once I established that, the name, it got me really excited. And I've been trucking ever since.
Yeah.
Night and day, I'm working on this stuff. And I have this kind of renewed creativity working on all this stuff. I've been so exciting. I've had a blast doing it every day.
Awesome. What kind of details can you divulge at the moment about the actual line itself? Is there anything you can kind of discuss, or are you waiting for the Kickstarter to drop?
No, I can tell you a lot about it. So the line I've created, it's not going to be what a lot of people have seen in Kickstarters, where it's, you know, a customizable action figure line. Like, yes, there will be some customizable aspects to it,
right,
but I want it to be its own IP. I've created a story. I've created individual characters. So you're getting something essentially. I don't want to sound like I'm ripping off G.I. Joe, but I'm ripping off G.I. Joe. It's it is a military line with unique characters and a story. And I have worked with some people to help me kind of flesh out the story and help me flesh out the characters. And I think we got some really compelling subject matter here that when people see it and read it, they're gonna be like, wow, there's some thought into this.
Yeah.
You know, I take nothing away from customizable lines. I think they're fantastic. And I think the customizable community is so deep, but I wanted this to be one of those things where, you know, the people getting into it are kind of married to it. And, you know, when they see the site, and the site will be up for a solid month before the Kickstarter starts, so that people can get acquainted with the story and these characters, so that when it does launch, they're like, wow, that's, I couldn't wait for that character. That's the character I was really looking forward to. And
yeah,
that's what I'm really looking for when people see the line. As far as more details, it's, you know, I'm doing a highly articulated, highly detailed figure, multiple accessories, great deco, all premium quality. I'm working with a great consultant and factory that specializes in collector action figures. So we're making sure that the quality is all there, you know, and with my experience in the toy industry working on collector lines like Marvel Legends, I feel like I've put all that into it to make sure that when you guys see it, you're going to know that you're getting a quality product.
Fantastic. And we have been seeing little teases here and there of your stuff on Instagram as well, which I'll be flashing up on this video as well. But, I mean, what stage are you at with the project currently? You mentioned there that you've been working with factories, you've been working with like consultants on the storyline and everything. Have you kind of hit the sculpting stage, or is that going to be kind of enveloped?
Yes.
Oh, okay, wow.
Sculpting is almost finished.
Wow.
So
you are moving fast on this.
I'm moving really fast. And when I first started talking about this, I talked to a couple friends who have done, you know, the Kickstarter thing before, and I told them what my plan was, and they're like, wow, that's like a really ambitious like schedule. And they said it as if like they were like, yeah, that's never gonna happen. But I'm like, listen, I don't have a job, you know. I don't have a job anymore. I got laid off from Hasbro, so this is my job now.
Yeah.
So all day long I'm working on this stuff. So I established the characters and I did the inputs and I created all of them, and I got really talented sculptors right off the bat. And
cool,
you know, I was able to get the work finished so fast that I could kick off sculpts quick. And, you know, I told my sculptors, I said, listen, this is when I want to launch. Can we hit this date? And they were like, yep, we can hit that date.
That's
and I even
awesome.
Talked to my head sculptor last night. I said, we're still good, right? I said, because I feel good. Do you feel good? He goes, I feel great. And I'm like, fantastic. He sent me some updates today that I still have to look at. So I'm really excited to check those over. But sculpts are going great. And I showed one sculpt on Instagram, but I've wanted to show more just because everyone's just seen my input drawings. But it is moving at a really, really quick pace. I lined up a design house that will be doing my 3D printing and my molding and casting.
Yeah.
So that when we have all the sculpt files, I'll have those printed, molded, and casted. I have an individual who wants to help with the paint masters. So I'm really excited for that.
Cool.
Because the ideas at Joe Fest is to be able to show the prototype paint masters for everyone to see. So yeah, we're moving really, really fast. I have really talented people working on some character art for the website. I got a great web developer. I got a great logo guy. It's like, I got people that really, really believe in the project. And that, I think that's the great thing about, you know, the Joe community and the toy industry community, is that when people heard I was kind of doing something, people just wanted to help. They're like, hey, can I be a part of it? Like, this sounds really great. Like, I just want to help. So I lined up some really talented people to help me with the things that I couldn't do, that will allow me to focus on all the design aspects. So I've designed every figure, every accessory. every deco scheme. So, you know, like I said, I've been cranking, and it's been intense.
Sweet. I love the term cranking.
Cranking.
Okay. So I think we've made everybody squirm enough already on this. Could you go ahead and reveal the name of your Kickstarter project, please, Bobby?
Yes. Yes, I can. So before I say it, I mean, there's two things that I'm going to be announcing. That, you know, in order to do a figure line, you have to have a company behind it. So I had to go and create my own company, which will be the company that's producing this line of figures. And my company, which is already established and will launch very shortly, actually, as you're listening to this podcast, you'll be able to go on.
Pressing the enter button as you say it, right?
You will be able to go to Valaverse.com.
Valaverse
is the name of my company that I've created and nice. Established, you know, did all the big boy adult things, you know, filed it with the state, got, you know, company bank accounts, that kind of thing, filled out all the tax ID numbers, all that kind of crazy stuff you don't think of, but that is my company.
Awesome.
That will appear on the packages for my figure line.
Wow. How does that sound coming out of your mouth,
by the way? Oh, man. Sounds pretty crazy, you know, to think about it, because I've wanted to, like, say it for so long, and I'm giving all these teasers. It's like, I you know, and I have no patience, so it's like, I wish I could just dump all the information on everyone, like, right now, or like, a month ago. But I was like, no, let me just do it strategically. Let me just wait and build up some anticipation for it, and now I'm excited to finally say. But
The big reveal. Here we go.
The name of my action figure line, my 6-inch military, highly detailed, highly articulated, collectible military action figure line, will be called Action Force.
What?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Action. There's going to be a big explosion. Your logo is going to fly out of the screen. That's crazy. Okay, well, that's awesome. Few questions spring to mind there, Bobby.
Sure, ask away.
How did you come to acquire the rights to that name? And also, what made you decide on using it for this particular project?
Well, obviously because, you know, I couldn't use G.I. Joe, but at the same time, I also didn't want to use G.I. Joe. You know, that's G.I. Joe's its own thing. It has history. But I also wanted something that maybe tugged on, you know, the nostalgic heartstrings of collectors out there.
Yeah.
Yes, some might say that I've stolen the name, but I didn't, because there's a company that let the Action Force trademark run abandoned. And I looked at it and I said, you know what? That will probably never see the light of day if it's left like that.
Yeah.
So I felt like, why not, you know, bring it back from the dead and give it, you know, a fresh new sort of makeover.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really fun to throw back to Action Force. You know, I didn't grow up in the UK like you, but I know Action Force, and I think that Action Force was such a great line. And it's, you know, yes, it's not important to me as far as childhood goes, but I also wanted to do it for the people that did grow up with it, you know, to say, cool, like, hey, here is Action Force back. You know, yes, it's not, you're not getting Red Jackal and Red Laser and all the Joe characters, but I'm going to give you something new and fresh. This is the new Action Force. And
cool.
I hope people really enjoy what I'm doing, sort of, you know, bringing this back and hopefully bringing it back in a really good way that's going to last for a long time.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, really. I mean, it's, you know, that's some pretty heavy reveal dropping right there.
If you think that's heavy, just wait. There's more. Oh, I have big surprises coming. I'm not nothing I could say yet, but we'll just say that when the Kickstarter launches, I've saved a big surprise for everyone, and it's going to be huge. But
wow.
I'm really excited to finally say Action Force, because for so long I've been talking to people about it and I just haven't been able to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, people that are doing work for me, they signed NDAs and they know what I was doing, but even they were like, wow, this is so great. I can't wait till you tell people about it. So it's finally great to tell people that the line is going to be Action Force.
It should be called the Relief, not the Reveal, right?
Tell me about it. I'm like, oh my God, this weight has been lifted off of me. But As we're speaking, as this show will be uploaded, the site Valiverse.com will be live, and on Valiverse.com, there will be a section for Action Force, so that when you click on it, it will give you the synopsis of the story that I've created for the IP, and you'll be able to click on characters, see character art, read character bios, see the actual figure art. It's wow. Something people never do. I'm posting my actual input drawings, my figure art that the sculpts are being done off of.
Cool.
So you'll be able to see all that. I'm only going to give you a few to start, and then, you know, each week I'm going to post one or two characters just to kind of get everyone really excited leading up to the Kickstarter.
So by the time the Kickstarter comes out, you'll have 300 characters. It's going to be like, it's going to eclipse the original Joe, like 82 to 94 kind of character line, isn't it?
That's been the hardest part, is kind of keeping a wrangle on myself. It's, you know, the plan for the Kickstarter is to have the initial fund goal be five individual characters. Sure. There will be four characters, and one character is essentially a troop builder. But they are all unique, and I'll be showing those five figures as the site goes on. But, you know, doing stretch goals and things like that, you know, there's new characters along the way. There's new deco schemes for some existing characters, and like different mission deco gear packs, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've had to kind of stop myself. Like every day I'll come up with three or four new characters and I'll jot them down. I'll be like, oh, I can't wait to start drawing that character. But I'm like, wait, I can't get carried away, because, you know, you have to think about it. Like, you don't want to have 25, 30 different characters in 1 year. No figure line really did that. So I have to like save things for year two and year three.
Yeah, and it's not like you can tell people about them, because that kind of spoils the surprise and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. And you're not good at this. You're not good at sitting on information.
I know. I'm terrible at it. I'm surprised I like kept this a big secret. I almost dropped the ball on the Fred and Mike show, you know, last week, a couple weeks ago. I almost said the name. And I'm like, oh, the whole time I kept thinking like, don't say the name. Don't say the name. But yeah, now I can finally say it. This is great.
Well, that's,
yeah,
that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Action Force by Valiverse. So very, very excited. I hope people are just as excited. I know not everyone is a 6-inch collector, but I hope everyone digs what I'm putting out there and presenting, because I've put a lot of work into it. And I'm really excited about it. So, you know, all feedback is welcome. Obviously, there will be a as of right now, the Valiverse.com site, the Facebook, Valiverse Facebook, will be live as well, and the Valiverse Instagram. So I have all the platforms for you to, you know, throw feedback out there, give your comments, and I will make sure that I will be, you know, replying to everyone. I said from the start that this will be different from maybe other Kickstarters in the past or other toy companies that have done things. I'm going to give constant updates. I've always believed that you should keep the fans and the consumers, the people, you know, supporting you, always in the loop, always let them know. I felt when I was at Hasbro, we didn't do that nearly enough. I always wanted to be able to reach out to the fans all the time and talk with them and answer their questions, and not just kind of leave them hanging. So I will be doing constant, you know, maybe not daily, but, you know, definitely weekly, a couple times a week, doing, you know, updates on the site, on Instagram, on Facebook, posting new things, replying to comments, talking to all of you about, you know, your thoughts and your feedback and that kind of thing. So I will be reachable for sure. You know, just bear with me, because I'm sure it'll be a lot. Hopefully it's a lot of comments. So I'll have to take some time to, you know, wade through all that and answer everyone's question and respond to them. And then that all leads up to Joe Fest, as long as the fingers crossed that the Kickstarter funds, because that's my biggest fear, is that the Kickstarter doesn't fund.
Yeah.
And I have to cancel my invitation to Joe Fest, but hopefully it all funds and it all goes well, and we hit a lot of stretch goals and we unlock a lot of characters. And then Joe Fest is going to be right around the corner, and we're going to show some great stuff. We're going to have shirts, patches, art prints for sale.
Cool.
I've got a really great Joe Fest exclusive art print for the show. Yeah, so it's really exciting, and there's really not much more I can say.
Well. Dude, I mean, that brings us to the end of the interview. Dude, I mean, thanks for jumping on again.
Are you excited? It's like, that's why I saved this for you.
Of course, it's Action Force.
You, Mr. Action Force, said, I knew from the start. I said, when I did this, I said, I know whose show I'm going to do it on. And it has to be the show.
I'm very appreciative that you decided to do that. Absolutely. And dude, thank you so much for jumping on. Good luck with the project. We'll have you on again.
Thank you.
We'll have you on again, you know, when the Kickstarter kind of goes live.
Great.
And we'll talk it through again. But I mean, dude, I mean, in the meantime, full force. Am I right?
Full force, full action force, baby.
Full action force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful guest, Bobby Valor. Check out valorverse.com. It's going to be Action Force, the Kickstarter. Guys, see you next time. And as always, full action force.
Damn.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.